It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Your Las Vegas Aces in the playoffs and semifinals start on Sunday against Connecticut. And I'll be damned if we do not have the league MVP. Hello, Asia Wilson.
Good morning.
Morning.
I could believe it, but I can't believe it. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm the same way. I still can't believe it.
Right? And you knew because the commissioner's there in a team meeting and she's not just coming in to say thank you. You had to know that she was handing out hardware, right?
No, like I thought I could leave, because normally I get feelings like when it's a surprise, I can almost like feel it. And I'm not like, you could ask Josh, like, I'm not really down with surprises because I normally feel them, so I ruin them. I had no clue, like, because we've never been to the semifinals before, so we didn't know how, like, the league was or, like, the referees were. So I really thought we had a meeting to welcome us to the semifinals and say, hey, this is the way it's going to go and all this. And then that's when we see Kathy, and I'm like, okay, she started off thanking us. And I'm like, okay, yeah, like, this is the semifinals meeting or whatever. And then all of a sudden she starts reading off my stats, and I just started, like, crying, and I don't know what happened next because I was crying my eyes out. I couldn't even finish listening to her speech, and I feel so sorry. But yeah, like, I feel like that's when it hit me, because I'm like, whoa, this is not even real. Like, my whole life is a lie.
Who was your first phone call after you got awarded?
You know who that was, Kayla. You know exactly who it was.
I know, but I want to hear her say it. I do.
It was actually my mom, because she was the most recent in my phone, and then she didn't answer. So then that's when I went to my dad, and then that's when it turns out my mom and dad were actually together. So, like, my dad's like, hey, and I just showed him the trophy, and all of a sudden I hear my mom, like, screaming in the background. And I'm like, oh, my God. Then I called Josh and Ace, my puppy Ace, and then, yeah, that was it.
And now you're calling us. I'm glad we made the list. Playoffs semifinals start on Sunday against Connecticut. I'll say it so you don't have to. I was pretty stoked that Phoenix and LA both went out last night. Connecticut's still tough though, but we've had success against them this year.
Yes. And I mean, it's anybody's ball game, especially in this playoffs. It's like March Madness. Anything can happen. I think we're just lucky enough to be able to play them in a series. That way, you know, if something doesn't go our way, we can always go back and readjust and go from there. But, you know, this league is so, so tough. And, I mean, you have a Connecticut team that went 1-6 in the beginning of the season and now in the semifinals. Like, that's a team, of course, you got to keep your guard up and always be alert with them. So I'm excited just to play. Like, this week off has been really good. But now I'm like, all right, come on, let's play, because this bubble life is. It's getting old, like, right now.
I have a question about the wobble, though. Like, is it weird when you walk around and you see, is it like you're going to, when you were back in college and you're going to, like, camp for a week or two and you see a bunch of these other athletes from different teams? Is it kind of like that because you're all in the same area? Is that weird?
Yeah, it's super weird. I'm like, I have to side with Bill on this. I don't really like the whole senior competition and all that stuff. Like, I literally saw the ref that teed me up, like, in the weight room at the hotel. And I'm like, I don't want to see you. Like, I do not want to see you right after this game. So it is weird, for sure. But at the same time, I don't stay where a lot of the players stay, like other players stay. So I don't see them as much. So I was kind of grateful for that. But it is super weird. I don't like it.
About Asia Wilson with the Chet Buchanan Show. She's the new WNBA MVP, and the Aces play Connecticut in the semifinals of the WNBA playoffs starting on Sunday. And I'm sorry to take this inside because Asia and I are the only ones who either know or care about any of this. Who teed you up? Was it Billy?
No. It was Roy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I tell you something funny? I think Roy lives here. So Roy, the referee that teed Asia up a couple of games ago, I think he lives here. We had a discussion that led me to believe that he may actually live here.
Oh, wow. Which is weird. So, if his family's listening, this is no disrespect.
No. Like, hey, no. You didn't say anything wrong, and you were mad at him. That you should be mad at him. I was mad at him.
The fact that I still remember exactly who it was, I felt some type of way.
I didn't hear what you said, but you must have been for real, because Roy doesn't strike me as the kind of referee that would do that. Billy's always kind of sour, so I thought maybe he would.
That's true. But he had, he teed up someone else during that game, so I guess he was just feeling it. So
it's bad day. Everybody
is powered by it.
It's all people. It's all human beings. So people have bad days.
Sure. Okay. I get it.
But today is a great day. You're the freaking MVP. You're so awesome. We're so proud of you. As dumb as that sounds, we're so proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, go get ready to beat Connecticut, and we'll talk soon.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a good day, y'all. Stay safe.
All right, see you later. Congratulations.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Should I see? I made it through. I didn't tell her I cried too.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Oh, she's still on the
phone. That's your buddy.
Oh, no, oh my God, no! It was happening, and I'm like, okay, don't be weird about this. And I'm sitting there, and my wife's like, "What's going on?" And I'm like, "It's a MVP." The Chet Jimenez Show.